Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. God's good to us. John 1, verse number 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I hardly ever, amen, read and preach on this subject. Amen. But what, amen, if we go back, and when Brother Clendon preaches on the subject, goes back to that in the book of Genesis. Amen. And that when that fall had happened in the garden, amen, God sent an angel, amen, blocking the entrance into Eden. Amen. Why did he block that entrance, Brother Joel? Amen. Because the tree of life is there. Amen. He did not want to propagate sin forever. Come on. Amen. God said that you may sin, but you're not going to eat of that tree of life. Amen. Come on. We live in a world that's got a strange idea. And I mean a religious world. Amen. That they want to, amen, they want to sin, and they want to eat of that tree of life at the same time. I got a little news for folks. It ain't never happened, and it's not going to happen. Come on. God forbid that. Amen. In the garden. Amen. Man's not going to have partake of the life of God. Amen. I watched the lady. Amen. She made a good speech. Amen. She's the mayor of Atlanta. Amen. A Democrat says she prays every day. And I said, well, maybe somebody needs to remind her of the scripture that David said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Amen. There are some things that are inconsistent. You hear me? Amen. What do you mean by inconsistent, Brother Joe? Amen. It is inconsistent. Amen. For light, for darkness to dwell in the light. Come on. I want to say it again. The Word of God says in 1 John that God is light, and in Him there is no darkness at all. Come on. Amen. The Word of God also says, amen, that God's people do not participate, amen, in the work of death. Amen. Come on. They are not murderers. Hello. Come on. So there's a lot of things that separate modern day certain areas of politics from Christianity. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Well, Brother Joe, you trying to drive a wedge? I ain't got to drive a wedge, sir. Amen. This book has done settled it, and it's there. Amen. If you and I, amen, want to embrace something in this world, amen, then sometimes we're going to have to just let go of God in order to have it. And when we want to have something from God, we're going to have to let some things in this world go. You hear me? Amen. We're going to have to turn loose of this world and take a hold of God. Amen. You can't have it both ways. God's dealing with me about another message, and I know I don't mean to be a nitpicker, or whatever else you want to call it, amen. But we're living in an age that simply wants God to bless, but they don't want, amen, to pay the price for the blessing. Amen. Come on. They don't want to give up anything of the world. They want to be entertained, amen, and blessed by God at the same time. It ain't going to happen. Amen. I said it ain't going to happen. It ain't never happened. God's not in that business. Amen. If you want something from God, we're going to have to heed the blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Amen. Now, but you're going to have it, you're going to get it, just like the book said. Amen. Hungering and thirsting. Amen. There's an old cliche. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Hello. What do you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. Well, I better go ahead and get on with this message. I'll be started out on another one. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, when you get to preaching two messages at the same time, amen, it can get, kind of carried away. So I want to move and look. We preached this morning primarily dealing, amen, with the foundation about life. Amen. Folks today, lost and done, think they're living. Amen. When they're dead. Amen. Now, their whole life is a pattern of deadness. Amen. Now, look at the world around us. Amen. The reason we have what we have is because there's so much, amen, of death in the world. Is it not? Amen. Look at the mess that's going on. Amen. You tell me that sin is not, amen, rampant in the nation. Come on with me. Amen. And it's manifesting its fruit in reality, is it not? Amen. Then you tell me, once you look at that, that is what you desire to have. And amen. And if you can say that, then I say something is dreadfully wrong with you. Amen. So I want us to see this evening that God didn't intend for man, amen, to have to live like that. I said God didn't intend for man to have to live in sin. Amen. He intended for man to live, amen, a life that was delivered from sin and from that old carnal nature. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Oh, I know today, amen, they embrace carnality. Amen. I want to tell you a little secret. Amen. God doesn't embrace carnality. Amen. He said, God said it plainly, that flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. What did he mean by that, Brother Joe? He meant that unless man is willing to die the death of that old natural man, he's never going to have the life of that glorious God. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. That's why God put that angel in that garden to start with. Adam and Eve, amen, they died in that garden, amen, committed sin, amen, became sinful in their nature, and God wasn't about to propagate that one little bit. Come on with Brother Joe. I said, God still won't propagate it either. Amen. God ain't gonna, we may do what we want to in the flesh, but God ain't going to help us along with it. Amen. He's going to stand in the way and condemn it. Hello? Amen. Every time, listen, that's the glorious part about that new creature dwelling in you and I. That's where conviction comes from. Amen. That new man after God, when we get to doing wrong, he's saying, I am not going along with this. Amen. That little thing called conviction springs up and we feel that separation from God. Come on with Brother Joe. That's a bad thing. Oh, that's a wonderful thing. Amen. We appeal that. If God don't make me feel guilty, amen, He'll never turn me from sin, amen, to God. But thank God, amen, God knows how to, amen, make us understand that He is not in agreeance with wrongdoing. Amen. Which here we read in this passage of Scripture, and it's just we set the foundation this morning. Jesus, amen, is establishing some things. Amen. First of all, amen, that man can't be come into this kingdom by himself. God, unless God puts us in the kingdom, we'll not be in the kingdom. Unless God, amen, gives us insight to the kingdom, we can't see the kingdom. Amen. And in order for us to see the kingdom and be in the kingdom, God has established parameters that we must obey, or else we'll never arrive there. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Jesus said to Nicodemus, you must be born again, son. Amen. Didn't say you should be born again, Nicodemus. He said you must be born again. I know we've come to a day, amen, when a lot of nominal, amen, denominations don't even believe in the new birth anymore. Come on, they don't believe in a born-again experience. They don't believe in regeneration. They believe in religiosity. I got news for you. The world is religious. Come on. We got religion all over the world, and most of the problems in the world have stemmed from religion, not from Jesus. Amen. No. How do you get problems from a man that says love your enemies? Amen. Do good unto them that despitefully use you. You can't have a bad world with folks doing that. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Our founders finished our Constitution, and all of our documents said when they set it forth, they said it was a mixture, amen, of the Ten Commandments and the Golden Rule. Amen to God. I can tell you can never go wrong down that path. Amen. Too bad. Amen. We have forsaken those things. Amen. And come to a place where they don't even want God's commandments put on a wall somewhere in a courthouse. I got news for folks. If folks would follow them ten steps, amen, we got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of laws on the books. Amen. When ten simple rules would have taken care of every bit of it. Amen. Isn't that something? Amen. Listen, amen. You don't covet what your neighbor's got. That means, amen, you don't get to thinking about it, so you'll go steal it. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, if we live by them Ten Commandments, the world would be a wonderful place to live in. Amen. It'd be a glorious place. You wouldn't have to put any locks on your doors. Amen to God. You wouldn't have to worry about, amen, somebody slipping around at night or in the daytime stealing what you have. Amen. Glory to God. You could lay down with your doors open, for that matter of fact, and go to sleep. There's coming a time, amen, when glory to God, hallelujah, in a world to come, amen, it's going to be just that way. Glory to God, I know that old song says, I'm in a new world, amen, spiritually I'm already in that world. One day I'm going to be in that new world, spirit, soul, and body, hallelujah. Amen. I got to hurry. Amen. I want to look, amen, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I want to go there for just a minute, verse number 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. That sets the stage for what is, amen, the apostle is fixing to say in the next few verses. Amen. Then he's going to explain to us how that we attain, amen, and come into that. Amen. Listen, I can tell you, the Apostle Paul said in one place, even by the Holy Ghost, that he said, I perceive that through much tribulation that we must enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Through much tribulation. Amen. That didn't say what kind. I want to tell you, there is a warfare. There is a struggle. Amen. What is the struggle, Brother Joe? Is it the struggle that God's trying to keep you out? No. It's a struggle, amen, of overcoming that flesh so that God can get me in. Come on. Amen. A struggle of overcoming that flesh so I can see what I need to see. Amen. Believe what I need to believe and do what I need to do. Amen. Amen. But we have this treasure, the Apostle Paul's talking about the Spirit of God, talking about that life of God that is in him. Amen. Talking about the ministry that God has given. Amen. We have it in earthen vessels. What's he saying? Amen. There ain't no reason, amen, for anyone to look at that earthen vessel and think it's responsible for the, amen, for the success of anything. Come on with Brother Joe. Come listen. Amen. When you look at mankind, amen, you can't think about success. Only when you look at God. Amen. Oh, my God. Hear the Apostle Paul in Romans 7. When I would do good, evil is ever present with me. And the good that I would do, I do it not. Amen. Come on. And he goes the other way around. And the good that I would do, I don't seem to get around that. The evil that I wouldn't do, I seem to find a way to get there. So you can't glorify the flesh, amen, and say, amen, that it's the reason of the flesh. It's the reason, amen, for the wonderful works of God. No, amen, God's Spirit is the reason. Amen, except God does something in you and I, amen, they won't be anything worthwhile done. Amen. So we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that God will have the glory. Woo! Amen. What is he saying in 1 Corinthians chapter 1? Amen. He said that God has chosen the foolish things to confound the wise. Amen. He's chosen the weak things to, amen, to bring down the strong. He's chosen the things that are, amen, thought little of or despised, if you will, to bring down those things that are highly exalted. Why? And he explains it that no flesh should glory in his presence. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? Amen. I'm saying what Brother Clendenin tried to, amen, said very plainly and clearly. Amen. God didn't come to share my miserable life with me. Amen. But he came, amen, to give me a whole new glorious life. Come on with Brother Joe. I said he didn't come, amen, down here to share misery, amen, with you and I. But he come to give us something a whole lot better. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But I know this. Amen. I know, amen, that there is peace and contentment. Amen. That's what that old song says in the store. Hey, house of God. Hallelujah. Amen. There's joy forevermore. My Bible says at the right hand of the throne of majesty. Amen. Glory to God. What's that all about, Brother Joe? The life of God. The life of God. Amen. You see, God has set forth a ministry. He has set forth a plan. Amen. And Jesus came, died on the cross. Amen. God raised him from the dead on the third day. Amen. Bringing into existence, amen, the ability, or if you will, the possibility, amen, of God's plan being enacted. Without Jesus doing his work, God could have never brought into being his plan of operation. Amen. And then Jesus went back to the Father and sent the Holy Ghost, amen, to come back to this world in the church, amen, to give the church, amen, the ability, amen, to work on the foundation that Christ had already established. With Brother Joe. My God. Amen. I'm going to tell you, amen, he's the wise master builder. You hear me? Amen. I heard him say in the book of Ephesians, amen, that we, amen, are, amen, to be, amen, that place where God dwells. Hallelujah. Come on with me. Amen. The whole house, fitly, amen, set together, amen, glory to God, for a habitation of God in the Spirit. Woo! Hallelujah. He said, amen, I was born to serve the Lord when they sung that song years ago. Amen. My hands were made to help my neighbor. My eyes were made to read God's Word. My feet were made to walk in His footsteps. Our body is the temple of the Lord. Amen. For I was made in His likeness, created in His image. I was born to serve the Lord. Amen. Man will never arrive in a place of contentment until we have come to that place where God's Spirit is in us and we are in His Spirit. Amen. Come on, my Brother Joe. And we are serving God after the pattern of His book. My. I feel like heaven church. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I can tell you, amen, when God gets in the house, amen, like He wants to get, amen, and when we get in God's Word, amen, let me just quote you a little scripture here. Amen. If ye abide in me, amen, John 15:7, and my Word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. That ain't impossible. That's God's plan. Amen. God, listen, Jesus come, laid the foundation. He's the chief cornerstone. He established it so that it could be done. Amen. Come on. Amen. Listen, He had to do what He had to do in order for it to happen. Amen. Now, listen, I know we got all these folks, amen, that want to, amen, what I call antinomians of the modern day world. Amen. An antinomian simply believes, amen, without a commitment to that belief. Amen. What you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. It's like faith with no action. It's worthless. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Oh, James said, you show me your faith without works. I show you my faith by my works. Amen. In other words, James says, I'm not demented like you folks are. Amen. You say you believe something, but you won't do anything. Amen. Come on. He said, I say I believe something, and I'll prove it because I'm going to do something. What's he going to do? He's going to obey God. Oswald Chambers said, God works it in, we work it out. Hallelujah. Hey, if God don't work it in, there ain't a thing to work out. Amen. Come on, I got a part in that too. Amen. If I won't give God a place to work something in my life, He can't work a thing in me. Come on. Amen. But if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, He said the sword's going to devour you. And you can believe that. That enemy will destroy you and I if we don't allow God to work what He wants to work in our life. And it's not going to be God's fault. It'll be ours. Amen. I'm about to have church. Let me get through. Amen. With Corinthians here. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. You ever been there? We are perplexed, but not in despair. Might have been confusing, but we ain't run out of options here. Amen. What you mean you ain't run out of options, preacher? Jesus is still on the throne. I ain't run out of options. I'm not perplexed. Amen. Come on. We are perplexed, but we're not in despair. That word despair means without hope. I'm not without hope. I have hope this evening. Why you got hope? It surely ain't because I'm looking at the world and seeing a reason to hope. It's because I'm looking, amen, at the glorious Lamb of God. Amen. I'm knowing what He's saying to me in my spirit. Hello? Amen. My. And I listen, amen, what Brother Paul, amen, called Christ in you. Amen. The blessed hope. Hallelujah. My, what kind of hope is that? That's the hope that's real. Amen. That's the hope that works. Amen. When nothing else is going right. Come on. That's the hope, amen, that works against all odds. Oh, that's the hope, amen, that works when the devil says it can't. Oh, glory. Amen. Listen, let me finish up. Amen. Persecuted but not forsaken. Cast down but not destroyed. Amen. Listen, that devil may bungle you around. He may bump you about. Amen. He may buffet you. Amen. As the Word of God says. But he can't destroy you. Oh, amen. Have you considered my servant Job? Amen. Indeed, I have. I guarantee you the devil ain't missed a chance to look around and try to find somebody he can do something with. Amen. Or hurt. Amen. Yeah, I've considered old Job, but you got a hedge about him. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God, and he said, if you'll take that hedge down and let me take what he's got, amen. He'll curse you to your face. Amen. God, let the devil, amen, destroy everything Job had. Amen. Move that thing down. Let him destroy his family. Amen. All that's left is him and his wife. Amen to God. And she's so distraught by looking at her husband and all of his affliction. Amen. But the Lord had said something to old Satan. He said, look here. You can touch his property. You can touch his body. Amen. But you can't touch his life. Oh! Come on. I read to you this morning. Amen. Martha said, amen. Jesus says to Martha, amen, Lazarus shall rise again. Oh, I know, Lord. He's going to rise. Amen. At the resurrection. Amen. Come on. Jesus said, look here, Martha. I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And behold, he shall never die. Believeth thou this. Oh, hallelujah. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I'm going to tell you, there's a life that the devil can't touch. Amen. He can snuff out that natural one, but he cannot touch that spiritual life. He can't touch the natural one unless God gives him a place. Got a hedge. God said, I'll pull that hedge back real close to him. And all that the devil done, he couldn't get Job, amen, to talk bad about God. Woo, come on. You ever get down and out? Amen, read the book of Job. Amen, I've had people, amen, when I got down out, they wanted to give me the poor mouth and the bad mouth. And amen, I want to say, you're like that bunch in Job. It's the positions of no value. Amen, you come down here and you ain't helped me. You just tried to make it worse. Amen. Come on. Amen. But every time I look at him, amen, I just flip on over to the back of that book of Job. Amen. Come on. And I read that his latter end was greater than his former end. Come on. Hallelujah. I said his latter end, when it all got done. Amen. Now listen. Ain't nobody touched that life. Amen to God. That natural life. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, that devil can't put his hand, amen, on that spiritual life.
Oh, come on with Brother Joe. I heard, amen, that God knows how, amen, to lead men and women, amen, in a place where the devil cannot stop them. My, let me hurry. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Amen. That, amen, that. For the reason that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. You see, God never does anything without a reason. In order for the life of God, amen, to be in us, that old life must be snuffed away. Come on. We said this morning, amen, Sister Elizabeth Booth, who had been the enemy, a high part enemy of her husband, because she, amen, wanted to hold on to some of the, amen, ungodly, amen, traditions of the hour. Amen. Finally, God gets her under deep conviction. Amen. She sits down on that altar and declares that she reckons herself dead unto herself, but alive unto God. Oh, from then on, she is a tireless support. Amen, of Brother Booth. Amen. I can tell you, when you find a lady that the people love so much, amen, that when she died and they laid her out in New York, amen, and from the early morning hours to the over in the night, they've come by, amen, the dress she's wearing is soaking wet, amen, from the tears of those folks. You talk about touching somebody's life. I want to tell you a little secret. Folks, don't touch people's lives, amen, like that unless, amen, there's been some life in them. You hear me? Amen. From above, amen, to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, if we'll let God, amen, put His life in us, amen, He'll cause us to live, amen, in a place where man can't live, amen, on his own. Amen. We can walk where angels fear to trod. Ooh. My. Glory. Oh. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Behold, I say unto thee, I've come that you might have life, saith the Lord, and that having it, you might have it more abundantly. Behold, not a pale, pitiful life, but a glorious life that is filled with the power of God, that is filled with the strength from above, that is, I say unto thee, that is unstoppable. Behold, everlasting life in me, saith the Lord, a life that I will live in you and manifest out of thee, saith the Lord. You see, the only Jesus that this world is going to see is the one, amen, that God can put in us. Amen. He's called Him. Amen. He used the term, amen, the anointed one. Amen. When you see that Christ in us simply means the anointed one living in you and I, Jesus, amen, the man, amen, that is God, is sitting at the right hand of the throne of majesty. Amen. But at the new birth, His Spirit, amen, indwells us. Come on with Brother Joe. My, amen, He gave up His life on Calvary. Amen, I went to an altar, amen, in repentance for sin. Amen, I died with Him. Come on, Shanamaha. I want to say it again. I died with Him. Amen, come on with Brother Joe. Amen, we buried Him with Him, amen, in burial. And then we are resurrected with Him in the newness of life. Old things are passed away and all things are become new. All things are of God. Hallelujah. You talk about power. In the text I read to you, you shall have power to become the sons of God. When it said, listen, the word sons is translated offspring. Amen. Offspring. Amen. Listen. Amen. Man ain't going to never be righteous except he becomes the woman or girl unless they become the offspring of God. Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at whitfieldpfc.org and use the contact form
to reach us. Remember to mention the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, and my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.